I'm Nicholas Atala.
And I am Alexandre Bergy.
And you're listening to Talking Radiohead. This is our podcast radio show where we just go going through Radiohead's albums, starting with But While Oh Honey. Then we went to the Bends last week, and now we're going on to album number 3, OK Computer.
That's all I got.
That's all you got? Because
Those of you tuning in, Nick is trying to convince me that OK Computer is... Did you say the best album that Radiohead has
ever? Yeah, I go back and forth.
He thinks that it's a good contender. Now, I've gone through it a few times, and I am personally... It's good. It's good. Like, for most music, it's good. That's the case for all Radiohead. But compared to the rest of Radiohead, I am actually not a huge fan. So, we're going to see what's in store. I'm a little curious myself to see if it's going to be better on the second run-through. I also enjoy it because I can tell that Nick's a little angry every time I say that.
I know, get a little angry.
His eye does a little twitch. You guys can't see it, but it's pretty funny.
Thanks, for sure. Let's write some of these guys. All right. So, I guess we'll just get right into it. First track on the album, Airbag. That's probably my favorite opening track on any Radiohead album for me. So, we'll give it a shot. Here is Airbag. Paranoid Android up next.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that was Airbag and Paranoid Android, and those are probably it's a great start to the album. Alexon's got his mouth open. He's just
taking it in. Let me say, I might have been wrong.
You may have been wrong, yeah.
I may very well have been wrong, because I am... All right, I'm pretty impressed. Like, I don't remember those songs being as good as they are.
Okay.
When I listened to them first time around, I don't know if it was what I was doing or I just wasn't in the headspace, but I really liked Airbag, and Paranoid Android is... It's apparently a roller coaster of a song.
It is a roller coaster of a song.
I personally really enjoyed that.
Yeah, so, I mean, these are the Paranoid Android. That's a classic. That's one of their. That's a really popular. That's a good one.
I really liked it. Overall, I'm.
That's a great one.
I'm definitely rethinking my initial stance.
So we go after this one to Subterranean Homesick Alien, which is I love the guitars in that. I love the lyrics. It's kind of wacky, but it's fun, and the instrumental's great. So here we go with Subterranean Homesick Alien. Fantastic song.
Getting
All right, next up we got exit music for a film. Another great one. We'll see how that one goes.
From your sleep, the drying of your tears. Today we escape, we escape. Get dressed before your father hears us, before all hell breaks loose. A song, a song to keep us warm. They such a chill, such a chill.
That was Subterranean Homesick Alien, and then exit music for a film.
Wow, I mean, I remembered Subterranean Homesick Alien was good, and it was, but
yeah, it's a
what I did not remember. Oh my,
exit music
God.
Is yeah.
Exit music for a film. Wow, that crescendo towards yeah. the last like between like the last quarter of the song, I would say.
Yeah, I got you.
It was good. I really oh, yeah. thoroughly enjoyed that. That's gonna make it onto my list, actually. Wow.
Exit music. Yeah, in my Radiohead playlist, I have every single song from OK Computer is in my Radiohead playlist.
Really?
That's how good. Yeah, that's how good it is. And it's what, 12 songs total.
Yeah.
That's I also have one of the cuts that didn't make.
So
this,
you said
thing.
In your standard playlist or your
in my, I have a playlist of just all Radiohead.
Yeah, no, in my Radiohead, I do actually have a playlist of all Radiohead.
Oh,
guess which album I have every song of.
I want to say In Rainbows.
Yep.
All right, I think I have nearly
good.
Every song, except it's I have insane. A couple. I don't have a couple, but once we get to that one,
and I have most. Of, I have also. Good. I also have most of Amnesiac. I really okay. thoroughly enjoyed it.
You're gonna convince me on that one.
I really think I am.
You're gonna be the guy for that.
Like the thing that I love the most about Amnesiac is, it's very.
Yeah.
It sounds wrong in a lot of songs.
I understand,
and it's great. It's bizarre. You can't yeah, really
like
pure,
like pyramid. What is it? Pyramid song.
Pyramid song. Yeah, but all the music just sounds like it's off. Like, you know, in jazz, they play the wrong notes.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that.
Yeah,
but it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, like I always thought so of. Cool. I've always thought of Amnesia. Well, we'll get there, but right before we get to Let Down and then Karma Police, great song. Anyway,
fair enough. Ooh, let's do it.
Okay, let's just go straight to Let Down.
Let's do it.
All right, here's Let Down, great one, and then Karma Police, and then. We'll go straight into Fitter and Happier, which is not a song, but it's a little poem that Thom Yorke wrote and had some robots say. But anyway, we'll get to it. Let Down. Okay, Computer.
Yeah.
Next up, Karma Police, one of their hits.
Drinking too much, regular exercise at the gym, 3 days a week, getting on better with your associate employee contemporaries, at ease, eating well, no more microwave dinners and saturated fats, a patient better driver, a safer car, baby smiling in backseat, sleeping well, no bad dreams, no paranoia, careful to all animals, never watching spiders done up red hole. Keep in contact with old friends, enjoy a drink now and then. We'll frequently check credit at Moral Bank, Holy Wall, Favors for Favors, Fond but Not in Love, Charity Standing Orders, on Sundays Meeting Road Supermarket, No Killing Lots or Putting Boiling Water on the Hands, Car Wash, also on Sundays, no longer afraid of the dark or midday shadows, nothing so ridiculously teenage and desperate, nothing so childish, at a better pace, slower and more calculated, no chance of escape, now self-employed, concerned, but powerless, an empowered and informed member of society, pragmatism, not idealism, will not cry in public, less chance of illness, tires that rip in the wet, shot of baby strapped in backseat, a good memory, still cries at a good film, still kisses with saliva, no longer empty and frantic, like a cat, tied to a stick, that's driven into frozen winter shit, ready to laugh at meekness, calm, fitter, healthier, and more productive, a pig in a cage, on antibiotics.
I feel it. All right. So that was Let Down, Karma Police, and Fitter Happier, which is not really a song, but like, I in my opinion, those that kind of trilogy, I guess that's what we're kind of going with, is that's like it's the weaker part compared to the first four songs, but the fact that Karma Police is in that weaker thing, like. It just shows how great of an album OK Computer has turned out to be.
If I may, Let Down was good. I appreciate it. But one thing that I have to say is that Karma Police is essentially Radiohead's second biggest song, I would say. Mm-hmm. But you know what's weird, at least in my opinion, that I find? That I think Karma Police is a significantly better song than Creep.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Well, it's a little bit weird. Yeah. Creep is more popular, but I think in terms of quality, even though it's less popular, Karma Police is a much better song.
Totally.
Like it more.
Well, I think there's a lot of Radiohead songs that are better than Creep.
But it's just because that one's so popular. I think it's kind of funny that it's much better.
Yeah. So we're going to keep on going. We're going to hit Electioneering, Climbing Up the Walls. Electioneering is probably the first Radiohead song I got hooked on. Not my favorite, but it's a...
We are getting live feedback.
Wow. We're getting live feedback. That's great.
Shout out to Evan in Michigan.
Okay, sick. Okay, so right now we're going to Electioneering, Climbing Up the Walls. I'm going to stick in Lift in here because that's my favorite off of the Okay, Not Okay re-release that they did at the 20th anniversary. I know that, you know, if you go on the Radiohead fandom, they say that the version of Lift on OK Not OK is not the best version of Lift, but I still like the song, and the fact that they had all these songs recorded and cut is a testament, and the fact that they didn't make it on the album is a testament to the creative space that the band was in at the time. Absolutely. So anyway,
wait one minute. All right, I've been told that I need to say Let Down is a masterpiece, you buffoons. That is a little bit of feedback. Let Down is the people apparently needed to know.
Oh wow. Okay, so Let Down probably on the first on the what is it on the what is it the side A of the album.
Yeah,
the A side of the album. Probably my least favorite song. On the A side. Yeah, Let Down. Yeah.
Really?
Probably my least favorite song. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I propose that we start the next song before I get more feedback.
All right. Okay. So, Electioneering, like I said, the first Radiohead song I ever got hooked on, and really? I played over and over again, just because that guitar riff, that Johnny Greenwood guitar riff, is incredible. Here it is, Electioneering. Next up, we got climbing up the walls. All right, you want to get a quick thing in the cowbell?
Oh, yeah. I really have to say, some of you will understand this more than others, but I especially appreciated that cowbell.
Okay.
That little subtle cowbell. I really enjoyed it. I really did. I see also that guitar riff that you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's sick.
I really
All right, Alex, I know you're enthusiastic. We got to keep going.
Ah, fine.
We're keeping it going. Right, climbing up the walls. Got Lift right up next. Great song. So we just went through electioneering, climbing up the walls, and then a selection of my own lift. What do we think?
Climbing up the walls was good. I really enjoyed it. I did.
Wait, would you talk a little bit about electioneering? I know I cut you off there.
About what?
Electioneering, you know.
Johnny Greenwood guitar.
Oh,
man. That song was moving, dude.
The cowbell.
You guys weren't in the studio, but Nick can attest to this. I was drumming on the
desk, he was drumming.
Absolute lunatic.
Yeah,
I could not stop moving. I really enjoyed that. And as for Lift? I know for a fact that I've never heard that song before.
Okay,
and
cool.
I have to say, I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was especially from climbing off the walls and you said it was electioneering, I believe?
Yeah.
It's a nice breath of almost a breath of fresh air almost.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different, and I really, really enjoyed it.
It's not on the album that was released in 97.
I know that.
But it was made during the same sessions.
Yeah,
So that's what they did there. Anyway, we're gonna keep on going. Trying to make time here. Next up we got
keyword trying.
Yeah, trying. Next up we got No Surprises. Another great song. One of my personal favorites as well. And then we got Lucky and The Tourist after that. And then we'll give our ranks at the end. So here we go. No Surprises. Beautiful, beautiful song.
Oh,
All right. Next up, we got Lucky, and then we got the Tourist.
Time I feel.
All right, so that's OK Computer.
Ooh.
It's a good album.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I quite like that. I really
The
did.
Tourist?
I did,
the last, the last track on the, yeah.
Lucky was good.
It was good.
I mean,
some
all
of the
these songs
yeah.
are fantastic.
Some of the deep cuts on here are, to me, like Climbing Up the Walls is forgettable. Lucky is forgettable. I like The Tourist. I like No Surprises.
I like
Extraordinary. And then my insert Lift is also, I
Lift
think, is a good
fantastic.
One.
Lift was fantastic. I
one.
Really
oh, yeah, great
enjoyed
one.
It. Apparently,
yeah.
Let Down is supposed to be very
yeah,
good.
Apparently Let Down is supposed
jury's
to...
Jury's still out on that
but
one.
But I know, so. Yeah, that's like probably my third least favorite song on the album. Anyway, we got to finish up.
Right.
So let's get to our rankings. I already have mine on my
really?
Phone.
Really? You already
yeah.
did yours?
Yeah.
So you go first.
You want me to go to first?
Well, since you already have yours down, that gives me more time to think. And
all right, yeah,
so
sure. So mine,
yes.
unsurprisingly, in terms of the general kind of music of in the zeitgeist, so to speak, of all kinds of music and everything we listen to, it's a 10. It's a 10. This is an album, if there's a... It's an album that deserves a 10. This is the album that deserves a 10.
In terms of all music or in terms of radio?
Well, when we get to it. In terms of all music, yeah, this is a 10, 110%. In terms of Radiohead, I think it's their best album. So, of course, I'm going to also give it a 10 as well.
Interesting.
So, I mean, this is a pretty standard.
And what did we rate? What did you give the Benz? I believe you gave the Benz a 7.
I gave a 7, and I gave the Benz a 7 and a 5.
7 and a 5. I gave the Benz a 8 and a 6, I believe. I really enjoyed the Benz. This was good. I'm going to have to redact my statement that I didn't enjoy it.
That's what we were looking for.
I really did like it. I cannot, however, say that it's a 10.
Sure.
I would say that in comparison to... all music, and I restated this last week. The way I'm saying it is that
yep.
a 10, what I'm basing it on, is if I think that another artist is capable of creating as good of music.
That is the criteria
yes.
that you were going with.
Yeah, a 10 is like the best music that another artist could have a chance of creating. Like when we get to In Rainbows, that'll be beyond 10 because it's
oh, you can go beyond 10? Okay.
For me, that's when like we've transcended like creatable music. So in comparison
okay,
to other music,
okay, sure.
When we get to In Rainbows, I'm just going to have to go beyond 10 because I don't think
wow.
that any other artist is capable of making an album.
Heard it here
good.
First. He already has his ranking for In
oh
Rainbows.
I already know
what
number it is too.
Four, 5 weeks out? Six, 7 weeks out?
But I'm going to have to say this was a 7. It was a good. It was a 7, maybe an 8. It was really good.
Of
I really
all music?
It. Okay, we'll go with an 8. I didn't like it necessarily more than the Benz. I think it was about the same. I really enjoyed the Benz.
Oh my God.
I really liked the Benz.
Oh my
this
God.
This is good. Well, I mean, okay, you don't want to hear the first number I started with. I came into this expecting a 4. I really did not like
a
this album
four.
The first time I went into it. I really
a
did
four.
Not. For all music. I thought it was inconsistent
four.
With the rest of Radiohead. Like, it was better than Pablo Honey, but not
four.
By much.
Four. Do I have to play Paranoid Android for you?
You really don't. I
okay.
really enjoyed it. That's why
okay.
I'm convinced that it's
when
around,
when you,
I'll settle on an 8. It was good.
All right,
really
8. And in terms of Radiohead, give me it. What do you got?
In terms of Radiohead?
I'm not going to like this.
6.
Oh, 6.
I can't put it higher than the
6.
Benz. I like the Benz too much. Just My Iron Lung, Fake Plastic Trees. Literally all of those songs are fantastic. I like some of these songs, I do. But I can't name these songs, except for...
All right. Oh, well, just you have to listen to it. Gotta listen to it.
Election...
Karma Police?
No, Karma Police was good.
Electioneering? Electioneering.
Electioneering, that's what I said. I really enjoyed that one. Karma Police was good. Paranoid Android, I really enjoyed this time through, actually, I have
okay.
to say. And Lift was very good.
Okay, but that's not even on the album.
When I listen to the Benz and I hear High and Dry...
He's hitting the table.
...followed by Fake Plastic Trees, and then that sequence of just followed by My Iron Lung, and then the third song, and I can't remember what it is. What is it?
What is it? What is it? What is it? I'm bringing it out too. Because this is a what is
What's
it?
What's the third song? It goes just My Iron Lung, and then what is it?
I got it. Don't worry. Bulletproof.
Bulletproof. Yeah, those three songs I already said last week. and I've heard similar opinions on this, are my favorite, is my favorite trilogy that I've listened to in Radiohead of yep. three songs in a sequence.
Three in a row, yeah.
But I don't know. I just can't put it above, I cannot put it above the Bends, but I recognize that it's just a different style completely.
Okay.
And it's very, it's something that I have to learn how to appreciate.
The guitars in this album are incredible in my opinion. Like,
yeah.
I like the Bends and what it does and what it's trying to be, but OK Computer to me is, that's, I you know, I just have to agree to disagree yeah. about
in
the
reference
ranking.
To all Radiohead, 6. Reference to all music, 8.
Wow. That's a far cry from what I'm doing.
Well, don't worry. We'll get to Kid A, and then
when we get to Kid A, we'll be in agreement again.
Okay, actually, no. In Rainbows is pretty high up there. It's In Rainbows and Kid A for me are like right. neck and neck.
All right, and then Amnesiac.
Amnesiac is an Amnesiac.
We're
going to
be switching.
Tier,
yeah, man. Like as
Amnesiac
far as
is so good, dude. You are not ready for.
All right, well,
there's so many good songs.
Well, that's it for today. Let me just remind everybody that you're listening to WJRA 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. My name is Nicholas Atala,
and I am Alexandre Bergy.
And this was Talking Radiohead. All right, we'll see you guys next week with Kid A. Actually, we might take a detour to another artist.
We'll have to deliberate. We might get a sneak peek from Wide Awake by Parquet Courts.
We will see.
Because we don't have enough albums for Radiohead to fill the rest of the semester.
All the week,
so we might have to improvise.
We'll see.
For those of you who listen, thank you so much.
And we'll see you guys next week. Thank you.
All right. Melodramatic fools.